From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. There's been a drop in the nation's jobless rate. The Labor Department says unemployment fell to 9.7% in January. That's down from December's rate of 10%. Still, the U.S. economy lost 20,000 jobs. NPR's Tamara Keith is following the numbers.
This is a five-month low, but this may also reflect discouraged workers. There are 1.1 million people who say they've stopped looking for work. There are folks who have been out of work for 6 months or more, millions of them. 8.4 million jobs have been lost since the start of the recession. So although this top-line number looks promising, underlying it, there is still great weakness in the job market.
NPR's Tamara Keith in Washington. Stocks in Asia tumbled ahead of today's report on unemployment in the U.S. NPR's Anthony Kuhn explains.
Markets in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Taipei, and Seoul fell by about 3% today, leaving them at the lowest levels in about 5 months. Investors worried about slumping global demand unloaded emerging market stocks and commodities. Investors also dumped euros and bought dollars in Japanese yen on concerns that heavily indebted countries such as Greece, Portugal, and Spain could no longer afford fiscal stimulus measures to avoid further recession. Asian stocks outside Japan have fallen by about 10% this year. Last year, they rose 68% in response to strong government stimulus measures. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
As Toyota dealers around the U.S. continue scrambling to make repairs to sticky gas pedals, Toyota's president is apologizing for the automaker's global recalls. He's promising to beef up quality control. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
Toyota says its dealers in the U.S. have started fixing the pedals in 8 popular models and have begun notifying affected owners. The recall involves more than 4 million vehicles, about half of which are in the U.S. Toyota's president, Akio Toyoda, is pledging to move quickly on the fix.
I'm trying to do this work as soon as possible and with cooperation of our employee and our supplier and the dealers.
Toyota spoke today at the company's headquarters in Nagoya, Japan. He's been criticized for not addressing the issue sooner. The automaker is said to be preparing yet another recall, this one over braking problems in its popular Prius gas electric hybrid. But Akio Toyoda says the company is still deciding what to do about that. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Bomb attacks in Iraq today have killed more than 24 Shiite pilgrims, the latest to target those making the long walk to Karbala for this week's religious ceremonies. Officials say dozens more people there were wounded. This is NPR News from Washington. In Pakistan today, at least 12 people have been killed by a pair of explosions in Karachi, one of them targeting a hospital in that southern port city. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The scene in Karachi is tense. Local media quote police saying the first attack occurred when a motorcycle laden with explosives rammed a bus carrying Shiite mourners. They were en route to commemorate the end of the 40-day mourning period of Al-Shura, an important holy day in the Islamic calendar that was also racked by bloodshed December 28th. That day, a horrific attack on a Shiite procession killed more than 50 people and sparked riots that damaged one of Karachi's most historic markets. Today's killings appear to be sectarian-inspired, Sunnis versus Shiites. In recent weeks, fierce fighting between rival political parties in Pakistan's largest city has killed more than 40 people. A breakdown in law and order prompted authorities this week to put Karachi under the control of Pakistani rangers. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
It's a 3-day weekend for many of those living along the East Coast. Lots of schools are closed ahead of a major winter storm. It's expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow by tomorrow. Airlines are canceling flights in some cities, and stores are sold out of snow shovels. Forecaster Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says it's shaping up to be a nasty storm.
In addition to 1 to 2 feet of snow accumulation on the ground, it will become very windy later Friday night and Saturday, so in a lot of places, there's going to be near blizzard conditions or maybe blizzard conditions.
Forecasters say Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia will be taking direct hits. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.